It's Thursday, December 28th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Coptic Christians are still preparing to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus, traditionally on January 7th, and as a result, Egypt is bumping up their security around the churches. Just last Friday, hundreds of Muslim demonstrators attacked a Coptic church south of Cairo, injuring 3 people. The World View spoke to Claire Evans with international Christian concern about why Christmas is a dangerous holiday for Christians in the Middle East.
It is a leap of faith for them to go to church on Christmas, on holidays like Christmas and Easter, because these are the days that are often chosen by extremists as days to commit acts of violence. And they choose that because the number of people who attend these types of worship services, it only increases the number of casualties. And also, by attacking churches on these kinds of holidays like Christmas, it's a psychological tactic as well. It's aimed at discouraging Christians from publicly practicing their faith.
Having visited Egypt recently, Evans commented on the faith of Christians there amid attacks and threats of attacks.
Despite all that, Christians, they're really strong in their faith. They're still going to church. They're still engaging in Christian community. It's just, unfortunately, the circumstances are less than ideal and dangerous even at times to go to churches.
Thank the Lord that these brothers and sisters in Christ fear God more than man, and they are still celebrating the coming of Jesus Christ to bring light into the world. Paul declared in 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." The Islamic State has lost 98% of territory it once held in the Middle East. About half of the Islamic Caliphate has been recaptured since President Trump took office last year, reports Fox News. On Wednesday, the United States-led coalition against the militants said less than 1,000 ISIS fighters remain in Syria and Iraq, down from nearly 45,000 2 years ago. Iraq and Syria have both proclaimed victory over ISIS in recent weeks after several years of fighting. And Christians are beginning to return to their ancient homelands in these regions, many celebrating Christmas for the first time since their displacement. In a Christmas message, Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May said the English people should, quote, take pride in our Christian heritage and the confidence it gives us to ensure that in Britain you can practice your faith free from question or fear, end quote. A YouGov survey for the UK Times found 65% of respondents in the British public said politicians should, quote, keep their religious views separate and not allow them to influence their political decisions, end quote. 14% supported religious influence in politics, and 21% supported neither option or were unsure. This comes as a record 53% of Britons claimed to have no religion, according to the British Social Attitudes